From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with available real-time traffic monitoring. More information at Acura.com.
In the June 6th election, a voter came into the polling place in Berkeley where I was working. He expressed relief that Alameda County had switched from the Diebold touchscreen machines back to paper ballots. He was pleased, he explained, because the touchscreen machines were easily hacked and produced no paper record of votes which could be recounted. We discussed this issue briefly. I described what I knew about the way Alameda County had protected its machines, and he pointed out various possible difficulties. Not that I'm accusing you of fraud, he assured me. He was inspired enough by this conversation to come back and bring me a copy of an article concluding that the Diebold machines had been tampered with on several occasions and could be tampered with again. An hour before the polls closed, another voter walked through the door with his service dog. We were checking him in when I uncomfortably asked if he could read. His vision was clearly impaired. No, he said unambiguously, can't I just use the machines? I had to explain to him that due to a lawsuit, this was the first election in years where there were not touchscreen machines at every polling place. I offered to call him a complimentary taxi to take him to a machine on which he could vote independently, and I offered to assist him in voting by reading the ballot and filling in the ovals myself. He declined both, saying a friend would pick him up and take him downtown to vote on the machine. Going back to the paper ballots, he told me, was moving backwards, and for him it clearly was. Both these voters cared about enfranchisement, but could they both agree on the direction that we should move to ensure voting rights? Paper ballots, while tangible, are hardly the holy grail for voting if we take everyone into consideration. And touchscreen machines, though they offer different kinds of accessibility, have their own drawbacks. I hope the stories of both of these voters will be taken into account in our ongoing dialogue about voting technology. If we can spark more communication among the different groups of people passionate about voters' rights, then perhaps we can work together to ensure all voters can vote reliably. With a Perspective, I'm Kathleen Poling.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.